This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, September 4. Jugload. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 4. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." When we bought our current home, we started a garden in the backyard. We cut some grass out of the lawn, added fertilizer and other ingredients, turned over the soil, and planted seeds. Though we'd done some gardening before, this garden performed terribly. We tried again the next year, but it didn't do any better. One day, a horticulturist friend came to visit, and he observed, "You have a walnut grove behind your home. I bet nothing grows in your garden." So we learned a difficult lesson. Walnut trees inject a chemical called juglone into the soil that kills the growth of many other plants, including vegetables. Determined to keep trying with our garden, though, we eventually discovered that a raised bed high off the ground works well in our yard. Juglone helps me understand Jesus' parable of the four soils. Our hearts are like thorns, rocks, and even toxins like juglone. We all have toxins in our lives that can prevent spiritual fruit from growing. Wounds from an old conflict or the effects of a bad decision can run deep, and difficult relationships can seem impossible to sort out. Jesus doesn't wave a magic wand and clear away all the struggles we have in life, but His grace is enough to help us heal and grow. He says, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Pray with me. Lord, tend the soils of my heart so that I can bear fruit that shares the beauty of your heart. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.